and that was their reason for shutting her out into the bright light of day which burnt her to ashes. If you read Interview with a Vampire, then you know all about this. It's Louise's version of our time together. If you read my autobiographical books, The Vampire Lestat and The Queen of the Damned, you know all about me also. You know our history for what it's worth, and history is never worth too much, and how we came into being thousands of years ago and that we propagate by carefully giving the dark blood to mortals when we wish to take them along the devil's road with us. But you don't have to read those works to understand this one. This is a contemporary story. It's the first really modern volume of the Vampire Chronicles, for it accepts the horrifying absurdity of existence from the start. But let me speak now of the dreams that had come to trouble me in my wanderings. With Claudia, it was almost a haunting. Just before my eyes would close each dawn, I'd see her beside me, hear her voice in a low and urgent whisper. And sometimes I'd slide back over the centuries to the little colonial hospital with its rows of tiny beds where the orphan child had been dying. She slept, as the doctor entrusted her to me, believing me to be her mortal father. And she is so pretty in these dreams. The dream of David Talbot came once only. David is young in the dream, and he is walking.